John chapter 1. Let's stand. We'll read just a few verses and then we'll get into the devotion. Amen. Scripture, sermon, short sermon, whatever you want to call it. Somebody said one time a devotion is when you just give one point of your sermon. Amen. Look at verse 19. And this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not. Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou that we may give an answer to them that hath sent us? What sayest thou thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you, God, for the songs. And Lord, I thank you for a good day. Lord, I pray, God, your blessings upon us right now, God. Lord, you just help us, Lord, to get something out of your word. We'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I'm going to give you some quotes, and you tell me if you know who said them, okay? Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Anybody got any idea who said that? Well, nobody got your hand up, so. Anybody ever heard that? John Lennon said that. All right, how about this one? When you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. Anybody got any idea who said that? Anybody ever heard it? Franklin Roosevelt said that. How about this? Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember. Involve me and I learn. Anybody ever heard that? Anybody know who said that? Ben Franklin said that. Y'all ain't doing too good. Now, I mean, these are some famous people here. How about this? You only live once, but if you do it right, once enough. Anybody ever heard that? What'd you say? It wasn't John Wayne. Anybody got any idea who said that? Before Preacher Davis. A long time before Preacher Davis. Mae West. How about this one? Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. I knew he'd get that one. So guess what? We've all heard these sayings, but you didn't know who said them. I just got this little thought I want to throw at you. Who I am matters less than what I say. When it's all said and done, people will remember you more by what you say than who you are. People will remember you more by how you live than who you are. John the Baptist right here in this chapter, we find John. John knew it was all about lifting up Jesus. Now, you get a picture of somebody, and we'll just say somebody like Billy Graham, somebody that's got a following, somebody that's got people that follow him and do for him, and this is what John had. And when Jesus come on the scene, we know what the Bible says, how that John said that, you know, I must decrease so that he can increase. Most preachers ain't going to do that. Most people in general ain't going to do that. But John knew that that it was all about lifting up Jesus. Let me just read that scripture to you. John chapter 3, verse 28. "Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that cometh from the earth is earthly, and speak of the earthly, and he that cometh from heaven is above all." John knew who he was. Now listen up. Now understand something. We got to understand this. You got to know who you are to know who he is. See, that's the problem with a lot of people in church. We've been in church for a while, and we've been in church, you know, long enough that we think we got it all figured out. We think we got it all planned. We think we're above sin. No, you ain't. John knew who he was. John said, I'm just a voice. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet, as said the prophet Isaiah. People don't need to see you. People, when David or Tony stands up or Robert stands up to sing, they don't need to see them. We need to see Jesus. John was out there preaching. John was out there teaching. John was out there baptizing. And John was pointing everybody to Jesus. Who I am don't really matter. What I say matters. John knew he was just a servant. The Bible says in verse 27, John chapter 1, verse 27, it is he who's coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. John knew he was just a servant. John did not lift himself up. John did not. You don't find that in church very much anymore. Most of you big-time preachers, they want to drive around in Cadillacs and Porsches, and they want to have the big mansions, and it's all about them, and everything's got to revolve around them. John had a bigger following than anybody you know of, and he was still pointing everybody to Jesus. When we fail to point people to Jesus, we fail. So John knew this. You know, I think about one of the greatest men that we've ever talked about or in the Bible, Paul. Paul said this in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus come into the world to save sinners, of who I am chief. You don't hear talk like that, Tony. We don't hear talk like that anymore in church. We don't hear talk like, well, we come in and if we ain't careful, we're putting on a show. I got on my nice suit. I'm dressed up. I'm looking all right. But nobody understands something. You don't see the man that I knew 40 years ago. I know who I am. And I know that I would not be standing here right now without him. It's all about him. Just fine. I'm glad Robert sang that song. Hey, when it comes to our time to heaven, don't you be looking for me. My Lord, you just find Jesus. That's where I'm going to be at. Amen. I'm going to find Jesus, and I'm going to camp out right there. John trusted Jesus. I was thinking about this and studying this. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 11, and we all know this story. Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. A lot of scholars believe right here, David, that John had lost his focus, that John had doubts. I believe John might have had doubts, no doubt. But I want to go back and read this one more time. Now listen to how this reads. Now when John heard in the prison the works of Christ, he already knew what was going on. He really didn't need to send him to. He already knew what was going on. But every once in a while, you got to understand something. John is locked up in prison. John is locked up for telling the truth. John is locked up for preaching. Every once in a while, you just need Jesus to come by and reiterate, hey, I am who I said I am. I'll do what I said I'll do. I've never left you nor forsaken you. I'm going to be with you to the end. And the Bible says that he sent him to. Jesus said, you just go back and tell them what you've seen and what you've heard. And I believe when they went back and told John what they saw and what they heard, it excited him. And how do you know he trusted Jesus? What else did Jesus say? In this passage of Scripture, in verse 11, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Jesus said, let me tell y'all something. He might be in jail right now, and his ministry might be going down right now, but they ain't never walked on earth no greater than John the Baptist. John trusted Jesus. All John ever did was lift up Jesus. All John ever did was just put Jesus out front. And let me tell you something, folks. If we'll do that, when we're dead and gone, they'll remember Tony Snipes. They'll remember David Sellers. Not for what they did, but for what they said and who they praised. Amen. It ain't about you. It's all about him. Amen. I love you. I thank you for being faithful. Let's go ahead.